Welcome in. Brian Mazurowski here with you. Joe Beamer alongside me on WBEN. Thanks for hanging out with us. Be here till around 10 o'clock or so. Joe, man, I learned so much this morning. You were all over the place. I did not know. You were talking about shopping carts yesterday.
Yes.
I didn't know that the big stick on the shopping cart was an anti-theft device.
That's right.
I had no idea.
The cart is for only gathering groceries inside of a pharmacy. You cannot take those carts out to your car. Because I actually tried it once. That's how I figured it out.
Oh, well, no, but it's because the stick is above the door.
Yes.
So you can't push it out.
So you will hit the door if you attempt to take it to the door.
I never knew that. I thought that it was
a location device.
It was like, you know, when you run through a maze and wear a big stick on your back that they can find you where you are in the maze. Going through the aisles.
You can use the big mirrors in the back of the pharmacies for that.
I had no idea, Joe. My mind was blown. We were also talking about this morning in Ohio. I got to learn more. The follow-up to the story. The suspect arrested for the 70th time, this time caught with a suitcase full of meat. This whole discussion about rolling the cart out there started with this guy who stole a bunch of meat and a suitcase from Walmart. He thought this through. Stole a bunch of meat from Walmart. No. He didn't just put it all in the cart and go away because he knew that the wheels would lock on the cart. He couldn't push this. So he also stole a suitcase, packed all the meat into the suitcase, and as soon as the wheels locked on the cart, got the suitcase and rolled it off over to the bus stop. That is not the most noteworthy part, right?
That's the best part, is that there's even more.
He claimed to police that he sells stolen meat to restaurants at half price, but did not name the restaurants. Now, I understand you have to take this with a grain of salt because this information is coming from the man with the meat suitcase at the bus stop.
Yes.
But I would really like a follow-up investigation. It should be concerning to the people of Ohio and around the rest of the country that there are potentially restaurants buying half price meat from men with suitcases who just show up at their front door like the vacuum salesman, but with the suitcase full of cold cuts and ground beef.
So you would like a plea bargain with this individual if he names the restaurants? This is the position you'd like to be in.
Something tells me this doesn't rise to the level of a plea bargain, Joe. But yes, I would like a little bit more information if he's telling this warrants an investigation, I would say.
Oh, yes.
If you're claiming that there are restaurants in the area buying their meat from men with meat suitcases at half price.
You look around at the local restaurants that were on the bus route of the bus he was on, and if certain things are disappearing from their menu today, now we know.
What would you do if you, I just can't imagine working in a restaurant. You know, you're at, let's just say a Subway, and this guy comes rolling in with this luggage, and, excuse me, sir, can I interest you in some meat? What? Are you in need of some ground beef today? Are you running out? Half price. I have it right here in my suitcase. No, it's not temperature controlled. Why did you ask?
Right. There's no cooling packs in this suitcase. No ice. I don't know how long you've been on that bus. If Subway were to take that and I was working at Subway, I think corporate would like to have a word.
Yeah.
You know.
Anyways, that story was just all over me.
Sad part of the story is that meat's all bad now.
Probably. Yeah. I wouldn't trust it the second it walks out the store.
That's a good point.
I wouldn't trust it at all. The White House yesterday saying, no, we are not looking to ban gas stoves.
That's good.
But still, no such declaration made in the state of New York, where the governor in her State of the State address said earlier this week, yes, we are definitely, by the end of the decade, looking to ban gas appliances as part of these climate recommendations.
Small builds in 2 years will not be able to be built with the capability of using natural gas.
And you wouldn't be able to buy the appliance in 7 years, new from a store. You look at all of the different rationale behind everything, this claim that is contributing to childhood asthma. But you know, you can find similar studies. I'm looking at one right now, the National Library of Medicine from PubMed.gov. 500,000 kids around the world, multi-year study, saying there's no evidence of an association between use of gas as a cooking fuel and asthma symptoms or a diagnosis. And then this I found yesterday, you know, because as soon as you see this, you start to look a little bit more into this. From the NFPA, who said that ranges or cooktops involved in 61% of reported home cooking fires, 87% of cooking fire deaths, and 78% of cooking fire injuries. And households that used electric ranges showed a higher risk of cooking fires and associated losses than those using gas ranges, from this big study from the National Fire Protection Association. So then it just becomes of, well, which study do you put more weight behind? Which are you protecting from, right? The big goal is safety. She said that again earlier this week in the State of the State address. Safety from what? Asthma or fire? Now, you have to choose one if you're going after the gas stoves. I don't know. It just goes around and around. The latest news on that, the federal government, the White House yesterday saying there's no appetite toward, well, no appetite for suitcase meat and no appetite toward banning gas stoves.
Well, that's good. We'll see. You know, words are only words.
Here in New York, though, hey, that claim has not been made.
I still will go with my original that by 2030, it will not be what they're saying it will be. But I have been proven wrong by this state before.
Speaking of appetites, Joe.
Yes.
You conjured up one last night. As you are known to do, conjuring up an appetite around dinner time.
Yes.
Like most of us.
Yes. Dinner time.
And you did something that I would not have done. And I honestly would not have expected you to do.
Go to a Virginia Tech game?
No.
Oh, okay.
Go to a rest stop on the thruway.
All right. Well, let me explain this to you, Brian. So driving to the carrier, the JMA Wireless Dome. I don't want to. Driving to the JMA Wireless Dome for what?
The Carrier Dome in Syracuse.
Yeah.
So people know what we're talking about.
By the way, funny thing. So they changed the name, but the concessions on your bank slip still say Carrier Dome. I thought that was an interesting little thing. Anyway, driving there, we're on the thruway, and you know, every other thruway stop is closed. They're tearing it down. But we get about 40 miles outside of Syracuse, and on the one side, where the outlet mall is, if anyone's trying to place on the thruway where we were. And the stop on the side heading to Syracuse closed, tearing it down. On the other side, though, I saw the glorious sign, Brian, Shake Shack. So the entire game is Tech is losing and losing. I'm like, we gotta salvage this trip. This trip is now all about going to Shake Shack on the way home. So we did. On the way home, the Shake Shack opened till 11. Starbucks closes early.
Oh, they're open till 11?
Open till 11 on the thruway. The convenience store, 24 hours. And let me tell you, compared to actual Shake Shack, it was very good. Very good. This I enjoyed it very much. If it was in town, it'd be very dangerous for the weight I'm trying to lose. But Brian, the thing I noticed, Shake Shack good, but these stations are about half the size of the ones they're tearing down. These things are nowhere close to the size of the ones that I think were built 20 years ago. However, Shake Shack, thumbs up. I can't comment on the Starbucks. It was closed. In the convenience store, thumbs up. Again, you're paying about $2 more than what you'd pay at a real convenience store.
Yeah. But the new rest stops, at least some of them coming online, I never stop at a rest stop. I mean, very rarely. You're using the bathroom and then out if you really have to do it.
Like I said, I saw the Shake Shack.
I try and go somewhere off the thruway if I'm going to stop.
I saw the Shake Shack. Everyone in the car agreed. There were only three of us. We all agreed that, okay, Shake Shack for dinner on the way back after I went to Google and confirmed it was still going to be open until 11.
So I would be right there with you, right? I would be stopping at Shake Shack because I like that place.
Yeah.
And it got me to thinking, so now we're going to have one in Angola,
yes,
I guess, but it's at the rest stop. You have to be like on the thruway. It's not like you can just go to one.
I think that'll be my son's first road trip. We're going to take him to Shake Shack.
Really?
Yeah. No, that's what I'm telling people.
But it got me thinking because I've been saying for a couple of years, I like that place. I'm not a big fast food aficionado, but I really do like that place.
Yeah.
I think it's good. The fries are good.
Fries
the
are.
Burgers are good. It's not like super expensive like a lot of places have gotten over the past couple of years. It, you know, it's in line with how much you're paying. But the food is, I think, really good compared to the other options in that sector, right?
Yes.
Your other fast food options that you would get. I put it up there with the best. I like it a lot.
It is much better than what the old offerings used to be at a throughway stop.
I don't know this. It might be partially that thing that you get where you don't have it all the time. It's like the novelty factor. You're only seeing it every once in a while, and that makes it taste better. So that might play into it.
I think that plays a lot into it, yes.
But I do think it is better than a lot of the stuff that's out there. It's not here in Buffalo, but it's coming to the rest stops. It is, I've been telling people, though, it is the one of these like fast food takeout type places that exist around the country that we don't have that I wish we did have. And I'm wondering if other people have that same thing, feeling. Maybe it's Shake Shack, maybe it's somewhere else. 803-0930 to join us here, BMAZ and Beamer on WBEN. 803-0930. You can send us a text or give us a call this morning to, you know, say what yours is that you wish we had. Maybe it's fast food, maybe it's something else. It, for me, in the food sector, it is Shake Shack. That's the one thing that I have when I go out of town. I always try to, if I'm out of town, go somewhere that we don't have here because, yes, you know, how often are you going to see it? This happened on the way back from Cincinnati last week. We stopped at Sheetz gas station, and we were pulling off, you know, needed a little bit of a break, needed something to eat. And I said, well, it's Sheetz or Chipotle. My brother in the back goes, oh, Chipotle. And he was overruled in like a second.
Good.
I was like, no, we're going to the place that you can't go.
You can't go here. Exactly.
You're going to the Sheetz, whether it's better or not. And Shake Shack is that place. If I see that out there, I'm probably going because I know it's not here. I try not to do fast food a lot. You're probably doing unhealthy food if you're out of town anyway. So
yes,
Let's make it something a little unique. I think it's good. I wish it was here. What is that thing for you? 803-0930.
Sheetz is great. I love Sheetz. During football season, going to Tech, Sheetz is the place to stop. I think their food's actually pretty good.
Sheetz is, so for people who don't know, it's all throughout Pennsylvania, some in Ohio too. West Virginia too. Yep. They're a gas station, but they're basically a fast food restaurant.
Yes.
They're best known for being a fast food restaurant. I mean, and they have all the normal gas station stuff too. You go to this place, you order on a touch screen whatever you want, you know, make it to order, customize, do everything, and then it prints you out a receipt. You go and pay for it, and then you wait, and your food is given to you. It's pretty cool. The one thing, for people who know what we're talking about, Joe, that I've always said at Sheetz, is wouldn't it make sense for them to put that screen on the gas pump?
Yes.
So as you're pumping your gas, you're ordering the food, and then by the time you go inside, you finish doing everything, it might even be ready for you.
That's brilliant. Sheetz, another thing, the gas station part of it that I love is, you know what you always forget when you're going into a gas station, you pump your gas, you go in, maybe you have to go to the bathroom, get a few sodas. If you're just doing a regular gas station thing, you always forget ice, right? And when we're heading to Tech games, we want to have some ice for the cooler. At Sheetz, you can buy the ice on the app. So if you've forgotten it, you don't have to go
an
back.
An ice app.
Yeah.
It's a million-dollar idea.
You don't have to go back into the store and wait in line again. You can just press on the app. I'm taking one bag of ice. It charges your Apple Pay. Boom, you're on your way. I think that's a cool little feature that every gas station should have.
I never knew that. I like that, too. I'm going to use it next time. All right, so what's it for you? The Shake Shack is coming to the area on the thruway only. That is the one place that we don't have here. I kind of wish that it was here. We'll go to Craig in Niagara Falls. Craig, you're on WBEN. What's going on?
Hey, guys. Thruway rest stops, love it. They're upgrading. There's a Chick-fil-A now on the Thruway and everything like that, a little further down near Albany. But the one restaurant I think, well, there's two, actually. I thought of another one after I talked to the screener. But one of them is a place called Noodles & Company. You go in, you order a pasta dish, they make it super quick. You have like these really nice pasta dishes that you can get in like less than 3 or 4 minutes. They're a good one. The other one is more of a sit-down restaurant, but it's a drunk sit-down restaurant, Waffle House.
Yes.
All right. Waffle High. I could see that coming. Craig, all right. On the noodle thing, though, before we really dive into this, is this meant to be like fast food noodles?
Yeah, it's a fast food noodles. You walk in, I want, and it's different. It's not like spaghetti and meatballs noodles. It's like, like a beef and pasta. They have shrimp and pasta. They have all different kinds of things that you can get. You can get your classic like chicken Alfredo and stuff like that. But, yeah, it's a fast food pasta place where you, like, order what you want on there. They put, like, chicken and all kinds of beef stroganoff was the one. They have a beef stroganoff.
All right.
It's like down south, they have them all over the place. Noodles and company, they're really good.
I've heard of it. Hey, Craig, thanks for the call. Thanks for the listen. Yep. I've heard of it before. I just have a hard time envisioning like fast food noodles.
There is a
fast foodles.
There is a local place like that in Williamsville called, and I might be butchering the name, Amano Fresh Pasta. And it's the same kind of idea as Noodles and Company. And I have not had it yet, but it's very popular. And it's that same fast casual pasta place.
I don't like the idea of people, like when I was in Cincinnati, they have their Skyline Chili, which is just chili and cheese thrown over a bunch of noodles, and they have a drive-thru. And it makes me uncomfortable, the idea of somebody eating noodles while behind the wheel in the car.
I think you can get a chili dog at Skyline Chili.
But still, it's just like it doesn't compute in my head, like fast casual or fast food with noodles for some reason. It doesn't match up, right? In your brain. It's like fast food steak is the same thing, even though I know it's a completely different food. Like the two things don't compute.
You want fast food, something that you can also consume fast.
Yes.
Pasta's not that thing.
Very handheld.
Yes.
Handheld ability. Snack ability. In the car ability.
I agree with the caller about Waffle House. I'm a huge Waffle House fan. It's a great place at 6 in the morning or at 2 in the morning.
It is my understanding,
yes,
and we'll have our research team on this. It is the greasiest food ever.
Oh,
which is
not only the greasiest food; it's the greasiest building you ever walk in. I mean, the minute you walk in,
you're slipping on the floor.
Yeah, exactly.
it's pretty good. It's my understanding they cannot, because of certain laws in New York State and the way the Waffle House. This might be completely off base, and I want to preface this with this: I had heard before. We'll have to get our research team on this, that they cannot operate in New York State because of certain kitchen laws and the way the kitchen is so open at Waffle House. As I'm saying it doesn't make sense to me, but that is what I've heard before, and that would explain why they aren't in New York State at all.
They've got one in Washington, Pennsylvania. They got one somewhere in Ohio are the two closest. But Waffle House, again, it's one of those places. 6 in the morning or 2 in the morning, it's good. The dangerous thing about Waffle House is if you've gotten me after a night out and I go to Waffle House, they have a jukebox, Brian. And let's
they
just say...
They do have a jukebox. Not loaded with a lot, though.
Not loaded with a lot, but
you can't play whatever you want in the jukebox. Very disappointed.
That's true. Some of the newer ones are starting to get the digital jukeboxes. And let's just say... The music I'm in the mood for, a lot of people in 2 in the morning aren't in the same mood.
And then the fight breaks out.
Well, thankfully that hasn't happened.
On our text board, a lot of people are bringing back places that used to be in the area and aren't anymore. Long John Silver's, one of them. I'm not a fish person, really, but so I can't really speak to that.
I miss Long John Silver's.
I know a lot of people do. Swiss Chalet, another one. Loved Swiss Chalet. I thought it was delicious every time I ate there. And I know people are still... cross the border to go to Swiss Chalet. And that's another text. Thank God the border's open again. Who mentioned Swiss Chalet right there in Niagara Falls? Raising Cane's, is that a newer one? Or have they been around a while?
It's like, it's what we talked about earlier. They're spreading faster now. So they're opening more and more. I have to disagree with the texter. They have great sauce. I don't think the chicken's all that good. I think Raising Cane's is all about the sauce. The chicken's subpar.
How good can chicken be? From one fast food place to another. Isn't it all pretty much the same?
What I'm saying is it's not the chicken place where I go, oh, this chicken's delicious. It's, oh, this sauce is delicious. You know what I mean?
What chicken place would you stay that, though? Like versus
I'm just
another.
Saying, if you tell me, oh, great chicken, I want a reaction out of it.
I might be alone in this. And there's the chicken sandwich wars going on. Like everyone now has a chicken sandwich on their fast food menu. They're all pretty much the same to me.
I love Chick-fil-A, but again, I will say Chick-fil-A sauce is why I like Chick-fil-A.
Yeah, it's a fast food chicken sandwich. Like, yeah. It's what I expect, it's what I get, and it's fine everywhere. What about you, though? Is there the place? See, I love Shake Shack. I think it's great. The fries, just everything. The food is delicious. They're not here yet. They're dipping their toes with these rest stops on the thruway that are being built. What's the place that you're hoping comes to Western New York? 803-0930. We'll be back after the news on WBEN. Back here on WBEN, Beamaz and Beamer. Do you want to pass along this note this morning? St. Catharines, north of the border. Not sure exactly the situation right now, but Niagara Regional Police Service up there. Saying that road closures, evacuations of homes and businesses in northern St. Catharines near Kiefer Road, explosions reported. And police saying road closures, evacuations, stay away from smoke and stay inside if you're in the area. So we'll be keeping you up to date on exactly what is happening. Certainly anytime you hear that explosions in the area and so close to here in Buffalo, we'll keep you up to date on WBEN. But Joe, kind of, you know, back to it, what we were talking about, your trip down the thruway yesterday kind of reminded me. You mentioned you stopped at Shake Shack. I'm like, oh, you know, a little jealous because I like that place. You see it in other parts of the country. I wish, like, that's my place, my pick, all these places that I wish would come here. I wish we had one of those here in Western New York. And I don't know if I would like it as much if it were here and you had easy access to it. I think the novelty is, you know, definitely plays a role into it. But it's my go-to burger place for fast food, if you were to ask me. And we're asking people out there, 803-0930, what's yours? What would you like to see come to the Western New York area? Maybe something making a return, maybe something coming back, and maybe not even food. You know, is there a brand, a store, something that you like that's expanding all over you'd think would come to Western New York?
Someone texted in Hardee's. That was going to be mine when we came back from the break.
I have a hard time with this because you're like ooing and eyeing at the text board. Like a lot of these suggestions that are coming in. A&W, someone mentioned, and I saw they're coming to Niagara Falls.
They're coming to the Falls. Yes, U.S., they're returning. I believe they're used to, am I crazy? Didn't there used to be an A&W at the Galleria Mall in the food court years ago?
Oh, I'm trying to remember. I remember the Arby's, the longest tenured restaurant in Western New York.
Wasn't there an A&W right next to them?
That might have been it. I was an Arby's person at the food court, the Galleria. The McDonald's was its own separate thing for a while. You had all these
pizza place. The walk into McDonald's at the Galleria.
Trying to think of all the others that were there once upon the movie theater in the back, but I don't
Wedding Crashers, the last movie I saw at the old theater.
I didn't know it was open that long.
Yeah.
Saw Space Jam there. Getting a little sidetracked. When I'm seeing Hardee's and A&W, and then someone brought up Hardee's, A&W, and Big Boy.
I think Big Boy's out of business.
I saw a Big Boy something.
I stand corrected.
Just last week in Ohio. I don't, like, what differentiates all these things? I don't understand what. Like,
well, Hardee's,
a burger joint is a burger joint unless you got something that throws you over the top.
I will say, and again, maybe this is because we don't have it here. Hardee's, in my opinion, is a better Burger King. Okay? Bigger burgers. I think their fries are better than McDonald's or Burger King. And it's like Waffle House. You walk in, it is just grease. It is, you know, when you eat like fast food, you feel guilty. Hardee's, you feel guilty for a week after eating it, but it's good. Like, it's good. The problem is they can't bring Hardee's to Western New York because, as I told you during the break, to have a Hardee's, it has to be in a building that was built in the late 60s and is falling apart. I've never seen a Hardee's in anything other than an old, rundown building from 60 years ago.
You're not painting a pretty picture of this place.
But it's delicious. Like, it's worth it. It's delicious. However, I've just never seen a new Hardee's.
A&W root beer, that would be what sets it aside.
Yeah, I've never, to my knowledge, never eaten at an A&W, so I'm not sure what they're offering. I've never eaten at a Big Boy. I don't know what they're offering.
Like a Whataburger or something. Like, I just, to me, it's all kind of the same stuff. Steak and Shake, okay, Steak and Shake a little bit different. It's got like the diner feel,
yes.
The shoestring fries, obviously the milkshakes with it. You can go in and sit down. It is cheap. You sit down, which is nice.
They've closed the closest one to us, which sucks.
That's different.
Yes.
You know, you're differentiating yourself. Like, I don't need just another... If you're going to be here, be a little bit different or be way better. We'll go to Bruce in Lancaster. All right, Bruce, what are you missing?
Hey, guys. I got a few to throw out to you. Of course, you guys talked about Shake Shack and Waffle House. I missed your beginning of your show. But Ground, I just went on their website, and I guess they're still around.
I was going to say, they're still around?
Parts of the country, according to their website. A couple others that are pretty close. Brugger's Bagels. I know they have a location in Rochester. Smashburger also has a location in Rochester. And then two others that I've been out of state. Wahlburgers, and that's like Mark Wahlburger and his brothers.
They got one in Vegas. That. Very good.
And Ford's Garage I went to in Florida, and they have a bunch of locations, and it's all based on the Ford automobile, and they had really good food. So I don't know if you guys have been to any of those restaurants.
I've seen the, hey, thanks for the call, Bruce, 803-0930 if you want to weigh in. I've seen the Wahlburger around. I've never been inside. I don't know if that's... It seems like that would be exactly like Shake Shack. It looks like it from the outside.
You saying Wahlburgers or Whataburger?
Wahlburger.
Wahlburger. I went to the one in Vegas, and they had the turkey dinner burger, which was actually really good. But, you know.
What's that?
Turkey burger, stuffing. Cranberry sauce, which I don't like cranberry sauce for dinner, but it was good on the sandwich.
And it's a dinner roll bun?
And mashed potatoes.
Ugh.
No? Yeah. I was a fan.
I guess you got to kind of clamp it all together.
Thanksgiving dinner, yeah.
Yeah, no thank you. Steak and Shake is one. Kahunaville always comes up when people say, I miss, you know, Kahunaville at the mall. It was cool. It was unique.
It was very cool.
It really did not last that long.
No. Everyone remembers it, but it was not there for a long
time.
That's
how unique it was.
Yeah.
Everyone remembers it. It was like a mixture between the Rainforest Cafe and a Dave and Buster's.
Yes, exactly.
You combine those two things, and you got the Kahunaville.
But it's funny. I remember going to Kahunaville a few times, but I remember more Kahunaville just passing it after it closed and it was empty. You know what I mean? Like, that's more of my memories.
The tree was out there for a long time. And then it was going to be a Barnes & Noble, and that never happened.
There are Popeyes in Western New York, by the way.
Sir, if you're looking for a Popeyes, just open up Google Maps. You've got it. Five Guys Fries. Again, you can have them. They're there. Five Guys, they give you less fries, which is a good thing. Have you noticed that? It's a little less full. The bag isn't overflowing with the fries.
It's still pretty full, though.
It's still pretty full.
But, yeah.
You don't need as much. Right. The other reason this is coming out, because I was talking this morning about In-N-Out Burger, which is everyone's favorite West Coast California thing, and they're opening up offices in Tennessee, looking to open up some restaurants in the next few years and kind of get up and running on the East Coast. And that, to me, Joe, seems like it is 100% the absence makes the heart grow fonder. When East Coast people talk about In-N-Out Burger, because there's nothing about it that I hear that makes it anything cool.
It's
right. That makes it better than anything that's really out there right now that I can really see, except for the fact that you can't get it unless you travel hundreds of miles.
I think they're very good burgers. The sauce they have. Their secret sauce, I think, is really good. I think people like their simplified menu or the fact that you can order from the secret menu and look cool. But I think you're right. I think it's one of those things. In-N-Out Burger is very popular, obviously, everywhere they are. But if it was here, after a while, I'm not saying it would be Krispy Kreme, but after a while, it would be like, oh, yeah, let's go to In-N-Out. It wouldn't be like, oh, my gosh, we have to get to In-N-Out. You know, I mean, Mm-hmm. It would still be a place you'd go to over the standard places, but it wouldn't be this, oh my gosh, you have to go. I love the fries there are great because they take the potato, they throw it in the potato cutter, and it goes right from that into the fryer right in front of you. As I said this morning, I could watch that for hours.
The Swiss Chalet getting its usual shout outs out here, and so does Perkins. And I think Perkins, the part of it, I want to say it has almost nothing to do with the food. It just, that is nostalgia at work, 100%. There is nothing to me in my mind more 90s than a Perkins. From the color palette to the inside, the way it's decorated, just like the entire feeling of that restaurant is 1990s to me.
Bread bowl soup. I would love to have a bread bowl soup right now.
I'm a pancakes person. They had nice pancakes. You can get pancakes just about anywhere, and they're all pretty good.
That's true.
But Perkins, there's something about the inside. It feels very comfortable, homey, that kind of stuff.
If we're going to talk about things we miss, and it's right across the street, is Friendly's. And that, you know, had your regular diner food, but it also had amazing ice cream and, you know, the Reese's peanut butter cup, whatever they called it, ice cream.
I think those are
sundae.
Like all gone.
So most of them are. There's one in Elmira that on the way back from the Pinstripe Bowl last year, we stopped at, Friendly's. Let's go before, you know, we might never get a chance to go to Friendly's again. We stood there for 25 minutes. No one came to seat us. So we went to Ruby Tuesdays, another place that's no longer in Buffalo that I like for their salad bar, and had lunch there.
Like those are the types of places that, you know, I look at and I say, I'm glad we don't have them here.
Oh, see, Ruby Tuesdays, the whatever they call it, the fresh bar, whatever, you get 18 plates of salad. Defeats the purpose, I know. But I think their blue cheese dressing was great at Ruby Tuesdays. That is a place, Brian, I miss Ruby Tuesdays, I think, more than I miss Perkins.
Really?
Yes.
My only memory of that, I went there once, years and years ago with my wife. We ate there. I'm thinking, oh, no, you know, I've heard of this place before, popular place. We don't have them around us. Let's go. And I remember eating and then looking at her and going, people eat this? Like, why do people come here? There's like a million better places.
I don't disagree with a million better places. But I'm just saying, for the salad bar, which is not really, no one has a salad bar anymore, I like that. I think they had a really good blue cheese dressing. And you could, I mean, for $6, you could eat at the salad bar while everyone else is eating their three, you know, the appetizer and entree.
Yeah, I guess so. It's weird, right, to talk about wanting some of these, like, known chains to come to Buffalo, because there's always places better.
Well, there's a reason that some chains do avoid Buffalo. We have amazing local food and of all varieties.
But, like, every once in a while, you want that, like, known comfort of something that's, I don't know, they're offering something a little weird.
Yeah.
But then different. The novelty wears off after a while, right? Is Sonic like that to you?
Yes. I mean, Sonic, we saw for years, Brian. We saw the Sonic commercials.
Every time I saw a Sonic and we were out somewhere, I'm like, we gotta go.
Yeah.
It's so cool. Ice cream, it was not expensive. It was normally ice cream that I'm getting. And we have a couple of them here. We never go.
Do you know how many times I've been to the local Sonic? Zero times. I had a bad, and this is, you know, I don't want to say anything bad about Sonic, but I went to a Sonic in Richmond, Virginia. I wasn't too happy with it. I kind of didn't want to go when they came here. But we have two Sonics in Buffalo.
I still think it's good. It's just, you know, once it's here and the novelty wears off.
Yeah.
It really does lose, like, that magic, right?
And they don't advertise as much as they used to. I mean, it used to be every commercial break was a Sonic commercial.
Is that partly because you don't watch TV the way you did
that might have
5 years ago?
That might have something to do with it, too.
I mean, we're not. I was about to say the same thing, but then I'm like, hang on a second. I watch way less TV than I did even 5 years ago.
But I think I'll give Sonic, you know, next time. I mean, I can't have fast food now for at least a month after the Shake Shack. But I think next time maybe I'll give Sonic another chance to get something different off their menu.
Someone's saying Buffalo needs a half-price book. We still have the book outlet places. I don't know if that's the same thing or if there's like something in particular that this person's, you know, talking about, the secondhand bookstore. Do people throw out books after they're done? I never do.
Oh, don't know why you're asking me.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I'm talking to the wrong crowd here in this room. I keep all my books. I like to, in fact, I don't, I go to the library almost every single week, but it's mostly for my son. And we like, you know, we take out a bunch of books and we churn through them. You know, they're kids' books. I mean, we're 2 hours after we're at the library, we've already read everything we take out. You know, we sit there and churn through them and then, you know, keep them for a week or so and go on. But for myself, I never read books at the library. I never take out library books for myself because I like to own, like, everything I read, just about. Like, pretty much everything I read, I buy the actual book because I like to keep it.
Yeah.
I like to, you know, I might be marking it up. I like to maybe go back to it at some point, but it would never, like, occur to me. I'll loan books out to people that I have, but it would never occur to me to throw it out or even, like, turn it into a secondhand. I would shop at a secondhand bookstore. I shop at, like, the book outlets if, you know, just look around. There's always something. But I would never turn mine in.
No.
I like keeping them. I think it's good to have a bunch of them around.
My parents read books, and I know they, like, say, hey, I just read this, and, you know.
I love the way you talk about that. Like, it's just some, yeah. Like, it's, like, my parents play pickleball.
Yeah. So my parents read books, and they'll, like, you know, oh, we read this, and, you know, they'll exchange them with their friends and with my sister and, you know, people who read. They've never offered me a book, and obviously the reasons. But there is, isn't there still a book place in the old Hollister at the Boulevard Mall?
Yeah, I go there sometimes. Someone's mentioning the Bookworm in East Aurora. I've been there. I've got, you know, you can get it for, what, a third of the price that you would buy it off of any website.
I'm glad someone chimed in to agree with me about the Ruby Tuesday salad bar. They did have good croutons.
They don't carry, what is this, grilled chicken? Again, all these chicken sandwiches. At restaurants, or
has it hit its peak?
The
chicken sandwich craze,
probably. I just don't know what was the craze.
Well, what happened was, yeah, Chick-fil-A, which was dominant, and then Popeye said, "Well, you know, we do, you know, chicken. We should start making a sandwich." And they made a sandwich, and it was actually pretty good. They used big pickle slices, and then all the other fast food places said, well, we need to get a chicken sandwich. And, you know, Wendy said we need to amp up our chicken sandwich. It was a big thing. I think it's definitely jumped the shark.
I'm just surprised, like, everyone didn't already have a
chicken sandwich jumped the shark.
I'm surprised everyone didn't already have, like, a chicken sandwich already.
Most places,
like, it's a standard thing.
Most places that did revamped them so they were more similar to the Chick-fil-A or Popeyes.
I love when, you know, I would say, because I would go to Wendy's and get the chicken sandwich a lot. That's like my go-to Wendy's order. And, you know, when Chick-fil-A, you know, came around, I would say, yeah, I like the Wendy's chicken sandwich. If I'm in the car, you need something to eat or you need fast food or going through the drive-thru, that's a go-to for me.
The spicy chicken sandwich?
Oh, yeah, spicy.
With no tomato for me.
With no anything for me. I literally just take the piece of chicken on a bun usually.
I need the mayonnaise and the lettuce. The warm lettuce.
Ugh. But, and then people would look at me and just be like, oh, no, Chick-fil-A is just way better. Like, this, that stinks. You got to get this. Or, you know, oh, Chick-fil-A, no, it's the Popeyes or whatever. And I'd taste them all and be like, what are you? They're all the same.
Yeah, I do. I mean, again, I will go with the sauce, which now you can just buy in the store. I do think Chick-fil-A is really good. I love their waffle fries. But, I mean, if you offer me a spicy chicken sandwich from Wendy's, my self-control, I will take the spicy chicken.
Someone on the text board saying, I know we're talking restaurants, miss going to the CD. And this is all places, right? I miss going to the CD places. We were talking used books. I mean, the used media play.
Yes.
One of the big FYE in the old media play by the movie theater on Transit.
It's now a Hobby Lobby.
They turned that into, that was different from all the other ones, that was like media play for a while.
Yes.
And you can go there and they had a huge used section.
It was awesome.
I loved it. Record theater was amazing. Used CDs all over the place. You had Home of the Hits. You had all the new World Records. All these great places. There's still good stores. I'll give Black Dots in Buffalo a shout out. They have, you know, it's modest, but they have CDs. A lot of it's records now, and I like thumbing through the records. For us CD lovers, it is slim pickings out there trying to find a nice used CD collection, too.
It's funny. Who would have thought this is the second time we're bringing up Media Play? I talked about this on Monday. When Media Play went out of business, all right, they had their going out of business sale. Mm-hmm. Me and a bunch of friends went to and you could get anything for under $5.
Yes.
And we just loaded up with CDs. We thought, oh my, look at us. Look at all this music we're going to have. Yeah. All these CDs. Who would have known that, you know, 5 years later.
I would still think that way, though.
Yeah,
I'd still look back at like those CDs and everything I bought at all these going out of business sales and saying, like, what a steal. I have this. And I someday people are going to recognize. Well, it's probably not true. The truth is probably someday the technology will catch up to get you CD quality, like just on your phone, zap to it. But I will still maintain someday people will recognize this is superior.
It's funny because I would go through it, and it was like 5 days before they were closing. Any album or any CD that had a song I knew on it was going in the basket, because you had CDs for 50 cents.
Yeah.
Oh my, everything. I filled up, and I had the old 98 Altima filled with CDs. I thought I was so cool. I still do, but
I still think you're cool.
Well, thank you, Brian.
I wish. This is the one thing. New car, no CD player. It just, it gets me.
I still got my CD player. And you know what CD's in there right now? Backstreet Boys Live in Concert.
What a waste. You have this like piece of just this great gift that people don't have anymore. And that's what you're using it for.
Well,
it pains me.
I still have the Visor CD holder. There's other CDs up there. Garth Brooks.
Oh, you did that?
Yeah.
You're scratching up all the discs, moving them in and out of the Visor? Joe, come on.
I should have talked to you. There's no room for the CD cases, so I put it in the Visor.
Oh, you can find room. You can find room.
I got a lot of stuff in that car.
It would be on a rotation. You have 5 CDs in the car at the same time, all in their cases, all in the one place. Swap them out after a while. I did have car versions of CDs.
Oh, okay.
Right, that were like a second copy of something I had at home, or like a burned copy of some disc. That would be the car version. That could be loose.
You know how this came up in conversation on Monday? I was talking about how I wish big, bulky stereo systems would come back. My parents had, at the time, state-of-the-art stereo system with big speakers on the floor, like tall tower speakers on the floor.
It's like my attic.
I want that to come back. I want to have that in my apartment behind the couch.
Come to my attic. I can't really blast anymore. I got kids sleeping.
Yeah.
Hey, a new record, Payne Avenue across. All right. Joe, guess where I'm going right now?
Payne Avenue.
We'll be back here tomorrow, though. B-Mans and Beamer on WBEN.